Tuesday, the Senate Finance Committee took up the issue of a so-called public option, which would allow people to enroll in a government-operated health insurance plan. It was voted down, with some Democrats aligning with Republicans to oppose it. Representative Steve Kagan, a Democrat from northeastern Wisconsin, says he was surprised at some of the committee members' rationale.
I believe it was the senator from Nevada, Senator Enzi, who one of his concerns about the public option is it might be too good and people might like it, and then we'd never be able to get away from it. Well, if it's going to be good for people and good for business, it should be something that a senator and a congressperson should support.
Kagan believes a public option will pass in the House of Representatives. Then the two chambers of Congress would have to negotiate a final bill in conference committee. Kagan, a doctor himself, says it's premature to oppose the option outright.
One of the great difficulties in answering this question or in entering a debate on the subject of a public option is it's a blank piece of paper. We don't have anything in legislative language to debate right now because no one has set down a firm proposal.
Kagan says he wants three things included in health care legislation: no denial of coverage due to pre-existing conditions, transparent pricing, and what he's calling a standard plan people can enroll in. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.